Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Klal Amates Simen Beis Osa Behem Malacha. So, if a person used the water for Malacha, so what's an example of Malacha? Kegarin Shidiach Behem Kelim Meluchlachim. He used the water to wash the dishes. Or Shashar Behem Yirakus. He soaked the vegetables in them. Or Hidiach Yirakus. Or he washed the vegetables. Or Shehemid Besoichem Kli Imashke Cham Bishol Shiitzdanin. So he had a hot food and he wanted to cool off and he wanted to use the water, which was cold, as a vehicle to cool off the water. The opposite would also be true if you had something which is cold and you wanted to warm it up. So you want to take the water which is warmer and use it to warm up. So that would be considered a form of malacha. We don't have this common situation. You have wooden kalim, and they sit in very, very dry weather, so the wood starts to contract, the moisture comes out of it and starts to contract, and it gets cracks in it. If you moisten it up again and absorbs the moisture again, so the wood expands, and the cracks will close. A person used it to measure something. A shishor behen pas, or a person used it to soak bread in it. Filun niskam alishras bekli acher v'nofel kli zeh. Furthermore, he wanted to use some water for the purpose of soaking the bread, or one of these other types of malacha. He planned to use the water in keli number one. Instead, it fell into keli number two, but. In keli number two, he says, okay, so it'll be in keli number two. He'll use keli number two for that purpose, since that's something which it wasn't his original intent to use this water, but he wants that to happen, and when it does happen, he says he regards it as being beneficial and something that he wants. So this is the explanation of the Rambam, like we said, that the water is considered now water which has been used and it's ready to discard. That's how people perceive it, and that's therefore its status. And therefore, this water is possible for the purpose of using it for Tilas Adayim. Avol im lerotzel klal lishrois or lehadiach menafel kli shamayim sherim. If he had no intent to do this action at all, he did not need to soak anything, and it happened to fall in. So the fact that it fell in is not problematic. But there is a malkum to argue on this. So the Koran the Chayotim, and therefore, if a person has an opportunity to wash again, he later on gets other water, he should wash again. But obviously without a bracha, because pashtus, he is Yotze. And Mishnah Berurah does not bring this halacha at all. Mishnah Berurah feels that it's baklal, there's no need to be malkum at all in that situation. So in the scenario before, that the Mishabur, that the Chayotim said that if you had intent for one kli and it fell another kli, that's a problem. So I'm definitely going to stand by what I said. It's a problem. You have to wash again. But I'm going to add now a slash kula chumra. That it's not so clear that, however, that you need another bracha. So it is debatable, and therefore you should not make another bracha, because maybe it's a bracha l'batala. Now, this last point, Mishnah Berurah does not mention. Mishnah Berurah holds that Yuvali would make a bracha in that situation, and therefore the minhag is that you would make a bracha in that situation. So a few examples of this which come up. So a person would, let's say, take some hot water from the urn. So we said the hot water, once it cools off, is kosher for Netilas Adayim. So he uses it to warm up a baby. He has a baby bottle in the fridge. He puts hot water in the washing cup, and he sticks the baby bottle in the washing cup. Okay, so the baby bottle warms up. The water in the washing cup cools down, and you use the baby bottle. Meanwhile, now you want to. Use the water in the cup to wash your hands. So that would be considered also ben malacha, and you should not use that water. You cannot use that water for the purpose of Matilas Yadayim. You'd have to pour that water out and refill it again. The Poskim dealt with an interesting question that nowadays we have a water meter. So the water goes through, all the water which comes into the house goes to the meter and it turns the meter. So you use the water to turn the meter to be able to, so that's an action that the water is doing. That's a form of malacha. Is that a problem? Therefore, the person said that's not a problem because over there, the goal over there is not to do a malacha or something else, but the goal is to give a to find out how much water you have. It's a cheshivas to the water in a certain sense. You want to not consider shayfkim, and now I won't use it. Adarabah, I'm ready to use it. I first have to know how much it is. That's how I'd be going to buy water, and I would buy water by weight. So I said, let's put it in a big container and weigh it. We said if you use it for weighing something, it's a problem. That's when the water is there functioning as secondary to something else. Here the water is the primary purpose, and that's obviously not a problem. Now, what about water which in its state of being frozen as ice, it was used for malacha. Then it melts, so that does not transfer over. The usage as it was in that state doesn't transfer over into the state of water. So once it's water, it never was used for malacha, and it's not a problem. So let's say I used ice to cool something off. And then while the ice cooled something, it melted. So it did its job of cooling in the ice state, and now it's melted, so that water could be used for the purpose of the Netilas Yadayim. Have a good morning.